Okay, good evening. The Center Study of Eurasia Mediterranean is a think tank, Italian think tank, that study international relations and geopolitics, but the cultural relations too. We had active to 12 years. For this evening, I thanks to organization. I talk about the actual phase of geopolitical situation. Many analysts already speak of multipolarity as a process that has completed. In reality, we are still in a transition phase that the Russian diplomat Maria Kodinskaya Golenisheva defined a few years ago as a polycentric dualism. In the past, the Eurasian geopolitical philosopher Alexander Dugin rightly separated the concept of multilateralism, a convenient situation which only serves to distinguish the inequality between the hegemon, United States, and its servants, its vassals, the nations of the Atlantic Alliance, from that of multipolarity, a concept dear to those who don't accept to United States unipolar hegemony on the planet. There can be no compromise between the supporters of the two camps, especially since Putin's enunciation of guiding principle and the systematization of alternative military and economic instruments, for example, Bank of BRICS, Organization of Cooperation of Shanghai, etc., has widened the gap between the respective sides. Returning to Dugin, he speaks that a multipolar world is not a bipolar world, because in today's world there is no power that can resist the strategic power of the United States and NATO countries by its own strength. And there is no ideology general and coherent capable of uniting a large part of humanity in clear ideological opposition to ideology of liberally democracy, capitalism, and human rights, on which the United States now founds a new single ideology. But can modern Russia, China, India, or any other state claim to be a second pole under such conditions? For Dugin, in the past, the establishment of bipolarity is impossible due to ideological and military technological reasons. But today, on respect by the BRICS and their partners for the shared principles of non-interference in internal affairs of sovereign states, combined with the affirmation of cultural specificity, specific economic models, for example, productive economy versus financial economy, and different visions of the world, for example, the concept of family, has already divided the geopolitical chessboard between two poles in constant competition with each other in all areas of the planet. The acceleration of competition between the two camps in recent years has in effect forced in one way or another all nations or all states to take sides on one side or the other. If it is true that we currently don't know yet live in a multipolar geopolitical system, it is equally true that its completion is the transition to a new bipolar phase, which, even if it is no longer based on historical ideological opposition between capitalism and Marxism, it retains epochal difference in worldviews. Therefore, it is not just a question of proposing a reorganization of international relations or of interpreting the current historical phase as the transition from geopolitical to geoeconomic competition, but of deepening the already existing synergy between the forces that tend to favor multipolarity in order to make it clear that the current precarious bipolar balance can only be broken with the strategic downsizing of the United States of America. Only when Washington accepts or is forced to renounce its attempt at world hegemony in the face of evidence of its incapacity to lead the planet, will the longed for multipolar system be created. In the meantime, the intermediate phase can only be increasingly bipolar, as recent events are highlighting the entrenchment of the Atlantic world, including Europe, in defense of the supremacy of the United States dollar, for example. At the same time, the end of Eurocentrism requires a new idea force from the supporters of the multipolar world, which imposes the end of the assumption of westernization, modernization, liberalism, democracy, human individual right as the only possible progress of humanity. A process of cultural change that should be coordinated with the BRICS countries, which could soon be joined by at least 20 other nations from various parts of the globe. They should then recognize the role guide of Russia in Europe and try to coagulate all those anti-American forces present within the old continent, bearing in mind that subordination and complicity of the European Union with the United States imperialism. A peaceful transition from unipolarity to multipolarity could be more convenient for everyone. The world would be divided into zones of influence where the regional and neighboring powers take action to resolve the various issues peacefully. It is the model that defines multipolar globalization because it is based on a different actors' civilizations. Thanks for your attention.